Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Oh, it has been a nervous market the last couple of weeks. Those of you who trade the VIX know that. It's been up, down, up, down today, up a little bit as the markets go down a little bit. Doug Scioca, Chief Executive and Partner at Kevar Capital Partners in Leawood, Kansas, is with us to some advice on what to do in a nervous market. I think your first suggestion makes the most sense, and that is just turn off everything and watch the Kansas City Royals.
Well, we'll certainly be tuned in tomorrow night, and we've got our backs against the wall, but we believe around here this is the team of destiny, so we don't lack confidence.
Yeah, in Kansas City, it's all everybody's talking about.
It is about all anyone's talking about. It's disappointing you see sort of the national ratings that are at very low numbers, but from a regional emphasis, it is the town is on fire, and we love our Royals.
We could certainly argue that point all day and talk about how baseball needs to shorten the season because maybe it's taken too long because the Royals have been a great story. But another great story has been the markets up, 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 and then off a cliff, and then climb back up again. And you can't really say today is a real problem because, I mean, we're only fractionally lower on the day. But what do you see going on?
Yeah, fractionally lower on the day, right, Mike, in the U.S., and a little bit different story overseas. And a lot of what we've seen going on has to do with what we've called asynchronous timing between global growth and then higher interest rates here in the United States. And I think because of that, we've seen an elevation of volatility that we believe has obscured some values in both export-driven European countries, which are on the precipice of some semblance of stimulus package, which I guess we got some of the details today, the first of the covered bond purchases by Mario Draghi. But we think that we've got that opportunity. And then if we do have, like Dave Wilson said, even though it's not a meteoric rise in domestic growth, we do have some economically sensitive sectors that we think should fare reasonably well. But like I said, it's an asynchronous timing when you have that butting heads of global growth slowing and rates rising. If you theoretically are discounting future cash flows, you could potentially have a lower numerator and a higher denominator, and that's going to put a real premium on selectivity.
Well, what are you to do then? When you are trying to be selective, what do you want to look at?
We think really, Mike, and this is one of the things we'd mentioned in our last communicate to clients, it's necessary to extend your time frame, right? Anytime you see an elevation of volatility, it tends to impose a very short time frame on whether or not we're going to realize long-term objectives. We think that's very unhealthy and unproductive, and it causes very itchy trigger fingers. And to your point, turning off everything besides the Royals may not be inadvisable. And certainly with an 8% drop and a 7% snapback, the net of that was not altogether headline-making. So we want to extend time frames to reasonable levels. Commit to multiple targets, not many, but as the stock's multiple or it has received valuation support historically, right? And then emphasis has got to be on the creation of repeatable cash flows, because if you do have challenges and headwinds in prospective growth opportunities, you have to have margins and revenue differentiation that are going to pull yourself and your company through that challenging period.
Well, you're going to have to really help people out by winning the next game so you can stretch the series out here if you want people to turn it off. How do you account for the Federal Reserve in all this? You talk about the direction of interest rates. Well, they're going to go up. It's just a question of timing, but nobody seems to have a precise idea of what the timing is. So how do you account for that?
Well, I don't know if we're going to get more clarity on that this week from Janet Yellen. And certainly, I look at the interest rate situation overseas in a similar context to what we underwent here. And Mario Draghi is competing with, you know, a very similar stalemate that Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and now Janet Yellen are confronting, is that there's really no functional fiscal policy. So if you see an interest rate increase without the buttress of some beneficial pro-capital-forming fiscal policy, it does make the ambiguity of that impact ever greater, and we ought to expect to see an elevation of volatility because of that.
Doug Scioka from Kavar Capital Partners in Leawood, Kansas, and we can only imagine an office decorated in royal blue as they get ready to take on the Giants. We'll see which one can prevail in the World Series. And in the meantime, as he says, maybe focus on the World Series and a little bit less on the volatility in the markets. Right now, the S&P is down by 5, the Dow Jones down by 5. This is Bloomberg's Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.